This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait, who?
Kevin McCullough, I want to start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Well, we're glad to have you with us. Those of you joining us, whether you're online or on television or on radio, we are thankful that you're here. Exploring the degree that the basket of deplorables is able to take in increasingly numbers of people that may disagree on some level with Hillary Clinton. The first hour, if you missed any of it, you can get it all by going to TheBingeThinker.com. You can click on the podcast or on the video. And if you're just joining us, we welcome you as well. You can get us on Biz Television. You can get us online at TheBingeThinker. You can get us on our Ustream channel. You can get us on the Facebook pages. It's just real super easy. And on 300 great radio stations across the country. We started when we rebranded this radio show back in January. It had been something very different than this for the last 8 years. But when we rebranded it in this last January, one of the things I specifically wanted to do was something I had done in late-night daily radio here in New York. We had the Late Night with Kevin McCullough broadcast, and it was a lot of fun because every night at exactly 10 p.m., we would go on the air with a brilliant woman from media. Now, she may be a writer. She may be a contributor to a television channel. She may be someone who's a leader in the conservative movement or a Hollywood star or so forth. But people that I felt like had something to say and really should have the voice amplified a little bit, we thought we would do our part in trying to make that come about. Well, I was introduced at the time to a really gifted woman who not only does the writing thing, but she chooses to be fiercely defensive of how she raises her kids. She is not able to be swayed to the left or to the right when it comes to putting priorities in the wrong order, and she is fiercely loyal to her priorities, which you don't see those traits in just a ton of people. But on top of all that, she's a really gifted writer, and she contributes to The Federalist, and it's been a joy to have her the limited times that we have, and it's been far too long. So I reached out to Bethany Mandel this week, and I said, we got to get you back, lady. And lo and behold, look who's right there on line four. Bethany, welcome back to Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough. Good to have you.
Thank you so much. What a beautiful intro.
Well, it's true, and I feel like I've let myself down by not having you on the show more often in the last few months. But, you know, the thing that I actually reached out to you about, you didn't write about, but you did post something on Facebook about, and it has to do with people's opinions about how many children one does or does not have. Now, I don't know if I didn't ask you if you would be fine to talk about this, but if you don't mind sharing, why did that strike you that way on that particular day? I think you know which post I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. I probably should write about it. It's just sort of funny. Like, I think that it's been written about a lot, but then the morning that I wrote that post, back-to-back in my Facebook news feed, one girlfriend posted this quite lovely picture of her husband and her son, and someone commented, now he needs a sister, referring to the son, like, i.e., pop out another one. Come on, let's go. And she's one of my good friends. He doesn't know what's going on in her life. He has no idea the conversations that are going on in her home, like anything that's going on. And so I commented on it, inappropriate comments for $1,000, and a lot of people click like on it.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool.
And the second one was, this was sort of saying, like, have more kids. And then right below that post was another picture that my friend posted of an ultrasound, and it was their third child. And a lot of negativity about it, like, oh, whoa, what are you thinking? What? How are you going to do this?
Yeah.
Like, all of this sort of, like, negativity about the fact that they're having a third kid, and I was just like, really can't win. Like, this woman is being told, have more kids. They're being told, whoa, slow down. And all of these people, for some reason, feel entitled to express this opinion in a public Facebook comment. And I knew the people who were commenting, I'm like, you are not close enough to that person to express your opinion in any way, shape, or form, let alone as a public Facebook comment.
I also find people that don't have children or are still single or, you know, have far less responsibility in life than I do to be very interesting sources when it comes to stuff like this.
Yeah, and the frustrating thing is, like, about all of these things is they don't know backstories. Like, they don't know if someone's been having infertility issues, if someone had a miscarriage, if this third child was really a miracle, which it was. They have no idea. They just sort of throw out their opinion and let it stick to the wall or not.
Well, I had something interesting. For most of the month of August, I took the lovely bride and the Munchkins, and we went to Santa Barbara with to see her dad and family. For instance, Grandma had never seen baby Charlotte, our youngest, and so there was an opportunity to take 3 weeks. Dad loaned us a house because he has some properties there. We just kind of were beach bums for 3 weeks, and I did some work while I was out there, but it was just a really nice, relaxing time. Our second to last day in Santa Barbara, Dad gave my bride this birthday present, which was about a month after her birthday, but she got to spend the entire day with a French chef. And they started early in the morning with the seafood coming in out of the harbor. They ate uni just captured. They picked out their clams that they were going to use, crabs that they were going to use. Then they went to the farmer's market. They went to the cheese shop. Then they went to the woman's house, and she taught them how to prepare all this. And they enjoyed a really nice lunch. So my job that day was twofold: make sure the kids got out of bed and basically didn't kill each other or destroy the house while she was gone. And I was successful on those fronts. In fact, I aimed a little higher. I got them all out. Santa Barbara's a walking town. We walked, I think, close to 9 miles that day because we went about 2 miles to the beach, and we had the stroller, so the two young ones are in there. But I ran their little legs off, and we just, because that's the way I think that good parenting really does take place. You get them good and tired, they'll do anything you ask them to do. But if they have pent up energy, that's the point for trouble. So we had a blast. We went all over the city, took pictures. But this one thing happened to me at an intersection when I read your post. It threw me back to that. Because I'm walking across what is a four-lane, fairly busy intersection. I'm pushing the stroller, and the six-year-old is next to me, and the four and the two-year-old are in the stroller with me. And so I'm pushing it across, and there's a guy in a truck at the stoplight, rolls the window down and goes, "Hey, look who's got his hands full today." And I know that he didn't mean anything harmful by it. But that didn't stop me from wanting to take a crowbar to his windshield.
Yeah. That's my least favorite. And I get it so much. I have, my kids are 18 months, 17 months apart, actually. And I still get it. When I'm pushing a double stroller, now people think I have twins because they're so close in size.
Sure.
And that phrase, like, "Oh, you've got your hands full," it's almost always like in a pitying sort of way.
Right.
And it bothers me sort of on two fronts. Like, one, my kids hear it, and I feel defensive of them because I know that they're sort of absorbing that someone is saying negative, something negative, seeing the two of them with me.
Sure.
And second, that, like, our society thinks that having your hands full is a bad thing. And I just think of the many friends that I've had that have been trying to have a baby since we were trying to have a baby. And now we have these two beautiful kids who are pretty old. We have a 3-year-old and an 18-month-old, and we still have these friends who are still trying to have their first.
Hmm.
And I'm like, you know, thank God. Thank God we have our hands full. Like, we've had it so easy.
Yeah.
We wanted to have a baby. We had a baby. We wanted to have another baby. We had another baby. And that was it. And they're both healthy, wonderful, happy, great kids. And then sort of the response whenever I go out is like, oh, boy.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, if somebody asks me, Kev, what was it like to go from 2 to 3? I'll be glad to tell them that having the third one is probably a bigger adjustment than going from none to one or one to two.
Oh, that scares me.
I think it should. I think that people need to know the honest truth about it. But I only share that if they come and seek my opinion for it. I don't freely offer my perspective on their child rearing, nor do I really want theirs for mine. Like, I know how awful my kids are. I know how much trouble they get into. And, you know, I don't believe the good things that people say. You know, we're in the store. Oh, they're so well behaved. Yeah, well, you don't really know them, so go away. But I also don't believe the worst, that, you know, the worst mistakes that they make, that's going to be the sum total of their life. So it is a very interesting thing. And I think if you're asked, you should give an honest answer about what the difficulties and challenges are. But I don't think that they should be offered for free. And I'm sorry that... that people are doing that, and that's what your post kind of like made me feel. When we come back, we're going to take this break. You've written this piece for The Federalist that has to do with dads at dad events. Again, not something I thought would have been controversial, but it turns out even when I posted it on Facebook today, it got a tempest and a teapot going. But we're going to talk about that with Bethany Mandel, who is a senior editor for The Federalist, and we're coming right back from New York. I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Radio Night Live. Check us out at TheBingeThinker.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C, universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
What a little moonlight can do.
If you're watching on Biz Television, that's a very solemn, sobering shot of Fifth Avenue. No cars. Looks like a ghost town. It's not. Manhattan's busy tonight. In fact, Nick, if you want to pull up the TKTS camera shot, you'll see just how many people are on the streets tonight. But it was a beautiful day, beautiful early fall, late summer day in the New York area today, and I hope that she had a great day. We are thrilled to have Bethany Mandel back with us. She writes for the Federalist outlet, and some people, Bethany, may not know what the Federalist is. In a nutshell, give us the elevator pitch on your website.
It's an online magazine that covers pretty much everything under the sun, politics, culture, religion, literature, you name it. Lots of great book reviews on the weekend. And it's just sort of a really sort of well-reasoned, intelligent place to get conservative and libertarian commentary.
Now, does it have any connection to the Federalist Society at all? I get that question a lot.
None.
Okay. They just happen to have the same name.
Yep.
That's the way it works. All right. Well, it's a great place to read, and Bethany contributes there. I know some of the other contributors as well. But this week, Bethany, you chose to write about not a political thing, which you don't in looking through your stuff, you don't write about politics all that often. Maybe, you know, one out of four or five columns that I saw may have been political. But this in particular struck me because the issue of gender roles and sex and the way that our society is kind of hell-bent on gender bending everything, we don't sometimes think about how some of the fringe issues related to that end up being hashed out. So there's this story of this young boy who is getting driven to school by his mom. This is in my hometown of Fort Worth, Texas. Yvette Vasquez is her name. She drives her 12-year-old son Elijah to the school, and she notices that there's a lot of extra cars in the parking lot. She says, what's going on? And Elijah says, oh, it's just donuts for Dad's Day. And then he says, but they've got muffins for Mom's Day, and they've got Students and Grandparents Day. They've got all these other different days. Long story short, she ends up running home, kind of cross-dressing like a guy with a mustache, comes back and spends 20 minutes kind of crashing the Donuts with Dad's Day event. Now, your observation about this was this is not a good thing. Why?
So I just want to preface this because there was a lot of, like, comments. It's sort of frustrating when people read a piece and don't actually read the piece.
Right.
I grew up as the only child of a single mom, so I get it more than I think most people comment in what it's like to grow up without a dad. But my mom never cross-dressed like a man, and I never felt the need to sort of crash those events because when his mom did that, it sort of she said, you know, I don't mind that there's this event, but I think it should be open to mom. And if that's the case, then it's not donuts for dads. It's like pancakes with parents.
Right.
And it takes away the whole point of the event. And, you know, as evidenced by this family and my family and millions of other American families, dads are not involved. And it's a really frustrating thing for families, and it's a devastating thing for our society. And to sort of say, well, there's muffins for moms, but no father would ever think to show up at that event. But that a Donuts for Dads event should be open to mothers takes away the entire sort of point of this event, and it says that moms and dads are interchangeable, and they're really not.
Yeah.
And that's sort of the thing that our society has now sort of done to fathers. It's they're just, I mean, you look at the sort of cultural representations of fathers in pop culture, they're idiots. They need to be taken care of like the oldest children.
Right.
And they make more trouble than they're worth. I mean, I'm thinking, like, on the top of my head, Modern Family. The main father in Modern Family is like that. And, I mean, in my household, there's some truth to it. I mean, there's stereotypes for a reason. But my kids they need their father. It's not. They need a mother like they need a father. And that point has somehow become really controversial in our society. We're not allowed to say kids need dads anymore. Just because a lot of kids don't have dads doesn't mean they don't need them.
Well, and there's a reason and a rationale for why it's become controversial, because what we've done is we've thrown out all absolutes. You happen to be a person who observes Judaism. I happen to be an evangelical Christian. But both faith systems acknowledge that there is a God, that God has certain intended meanings for things and intended purposes for things. And I fundamentally believe that God made men and women completely equal, but awesomely different. Different in such a way that it is so cool that when we find each other that you can barely describe the passion and the beauty and the emotion that is felt in the coming together of the man and the woman. So it's very intriguing that if we are going to say simple things like, you know, every child deserves a mother and a father, and that's going to become controversial. It's kind of as a backspin off of the inertia of the movement that said, well, we don't want to observe God's truth in any way, and we kind of just want it to be separate. We want him to be out there and extended and totally away from us, because we want to do what we want to do. And the thing is that you can't really live that way once kids are in your life. Once kids come along, they need too much. There's too much of a burden to make sure that they get to the thresholds, growth and development wise, that they need to get to for us to be able to say, we're going to make up our own rules now. You can't. They've got to learn, grow and develop. And if you don't help them do that, then you really shouldn't be having children along those lines. So and some of the people that posted on your column, once I put it up on the Facebook today, were saying, you know, what you're doing here, Bethany, and calling for this, you're calling for gender restriction. Now, they're ignoring the fact that there is a Muffins for Moms event. But in your mind, why is it important that if they have a dad's event, the dads be there, and if they have a mom's event, moms be there, and not mixing the two?
You know, there's this really sort of interesting thing in Orthodox Judaism that men are far more obligated to do things than women. There's a lot more restrictions on, not restrictions, but expectations placed on men versus women.
Sure.
And it's explained that men are supposed to make a quorum of 10 for prayer, because if you don't require men to go, they won't go. And you have to really push men to make sure that they fulfill their greatest potential, when women are already spiritual, they're already caretakers, they're already all of these things. I mean, if you look at the number the kinds of people who convert to Orthodox Judaism, 9 times out of 10, it's women. It's because women are much more spiritual.
Hmm.
And when all of those requirements are taken out of Judaism, in sort of the less observant sects of Judaism, they become overrun by women.
Okay, Bethany,
sort of,
hold that thought. Can you stay with me one more segment? Because I've got several more questions I want to ask you that have to do with the translation of that into the single-parent household today, because ultimately, what you're not arguing for is discrimination against single moms. You're actually arguing for the best of the welfare of children. Can you stay with me, Bethany?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. Bethany Mandel's with us. If you'd like to read the column, it's up at my Facebook page and get there.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Attention, investors saving for retirement. What if you could store your IRA or 401k where you can see, touch, and hold it in your hands in the form of physical gold and silver coins? You know you can't do that with your stocks. With the Augusta Gold and Silver IRA, you can transfer retirement savings into physical coins and store them where you can actually hold them in your hands, where you can get your gold fast in a disaster. Augusta Precious Metals offers free shipping, zero management fees, and Augusta pays all upfront costs. Getting started is absolutely free, so call today, 855-222-5857. Rated A+ with the Better Business Bureau, Augusta Precious Metals enjoys a 98% 5-star customer satisfaction rating with TrustLink.org. Trust Augusta. Call toll-free, 855-222-5857 now for your free guide to Augusta Gold IRAs. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 of all the boys.
That's the music of the Hot Sardines, our house band on Saturday nights. Glad you're with us, Radio Night Live. Some breaking news from Manhattan, a large... What appears to be pipe bomb has exploded in Midtown. 25 persons injured, miraculously, no fatalities. We will keep our eye on this for you for the rest of the broadcast tonight and make sure you know the latest. But FDNY and NYPD are on the scene. They are awaiting the arrival of the mayor, who will be of almost no use, I'm confident, and the police chief, the new acting police chief, because the one who retired just retired yesterday, for those of you in other parts of the country that didn't know that. So we're following that story for you the rest of the way. Bethany Mandel is with us, and we're talking about her article on The Federalist called I want to make sure I say it properly. If you're not a dad, don't go to dad events at school. And Bethany, it seemed like the people that were pushing back, as I discussed this with them earlier today, it seemed like the main reason they were pushing back is because it seems like if you say that children deserve to have a dad, and to go to these things with a dad. And by the way, would you be okay with surrogate fathers like grandpa or an uncle or a good friend, youth pastor, somebody that has an important role, so a mentor of some sort. Okay.
I would too.
But the people that were pushing back on this were saying, no, you're excluding the mom who is the parent who wants desperately to be involved in their son's life or their daughter's life and doesn't feel like that they should be discriminated against because they don't have a dad. It might not be their fault that their dad's not there. Your reaction to that?
I mean, there's a Muffin for Moms event.
That's what I said.
You know, that's it. There's a Muffin for Moms event. There's a Donuts for Dads event. And there's no exclusion. I mean, there was even a grandparents event. Whatever event they want to go to exists for them. But there's a reason why there's a Donuts for Dads event. And that's because they want to really encourage the dads to come out.
Yeah.
And that doesn't necessarily happen if you're having just sort of a general pancakes with parents event. That's most of the parents that are going to show up are mom. That's just the way the world works. So you really sort of have to say, like, this is a dad's event. Dads will be there. I sort of think about all the stay-at-home parents that I'm friendly with, and the number one question when I invite a dad somewhere is, are there going to be other dads there?
Right.
They don't want to be the only guy in the room. That's
yep.
not fun.
No, it makes sense. And it even stifles some of the and I don't know how popular these are in Jewish circles, but evangelical churches have men's ministry. And if they get together and they're talking about things that they're dealing with and they're trying to improve in their lives, you suddenly put a woman in that mix and the men become different. They act
mm-hmm.
differently. They don't, they're not as likely to be as transparent with each other as they would be otherwise. Not that a Donuts for Dad event is going to be anywhere where you're bearing your heart, but I think there is a comfort when you have dads all in the room that, you know, that there's not a mom standing there looking over their shoulder on some level.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, I feel the same. There's been all these conversations about opening up, Latche League meetings to dads, and I'm like, hello, I'm uncomfortable. I don't really want to talk about breastfeeding in front of dads.
Yeah.
And it's the same sort of idea. We feel more comfortable talking about our perspective on parenting in front of and with people of the same gender. And that's not exclusionary. That's not discriminatory. That's just biology, and that's human nature.
Yeah.
And a lot of these sort of social justice warriors want us to swallow those really biological gut instincts. I mean, it's the same thing when we open locker room to people of the opposite gender. They say that we shouldn't mind, but everybody seems to mind.
And you know what's amazing about that, Bethany? And I've done more shows on the gender issue in recent weeks than I had ever done in my entire career up to that time. And it's because of the president's mandate and the Justice Department's insistence upon liking Carolina, those guys following their guidelines, etc. But there's something that seems to be consistently overlooked, and that is when a judge or when the president or when the attorney general wants to force that agenda upon a group of people, it's always a male going into the female space. And to me, it seems to overlook the vulnerability that the females that are already in that space encounter when trying to force this, square peg in a round hole.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I remember growing up and going to the locker room and feeling intensely uncomfortable changing in front of other young women. If you throw a guy into that mix, forget about it. I would have never gone to gym class. That would have been it.
You would have just gotten an NF, just failed the course.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and for people that have, and for people that have any moral component to their life, that's probably the way it should be. But we're in a weird day, Bethany. And as you said, it shouldn't be controversial, but well written, and people need to read it. It's at the Federalist. Bethany Mandel, thanks for joining us tonight.
much. Have a good one.
All right. Kevin McCullough, as we continue, I will keep you posted on the bomb explosion in New York City. Some breaking news for you. 25 people injured. No fatalities to report at this time. We'll see if that's true.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. And like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-798-4326. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-798-4326. That's 1-800-798-4326. 1-800-798-4326.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
See when you call. So glad you're with us. Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough. Some breaking news. There has been an explosion in the Chelsea district in New York City. That's on the island of Manhattan, for those of you that are outside the New York area. And the explosion, a dumpster, blew up at about 8:40 tonight, blowing out the lower windows of a 14-story residence for the blind. At least 26 suffered minor injuries from what may have been an explosive device, police are now telling the New York Post. The This explosion was described as deafening, happened outside the Associated Blind Housing Facility at 135 West 23rd Street. Now, that was this evening. Earlier today, just down the shore a little bit, as they like to say in these parts, there was a pipe bomb blast that appears to have been stymied because it was scheduled to happen and to go off as a Marine charity run was about to take place, and they were going to have this go off as the those that were running in support of the Marines would have been coming by, but because they delayed the start of the race, since it was a 5K, it did not take out anybody while they're there, and then they ended up canceling the race for today. This is extremely ironic if it's two individual incidents that don't have any connection. Because pipe bombs inside of trash receptacles were the methodology used in both cases. The bomb at Seaside Heights, by the way, had three different pipe bombs attached to one device. Only one of them fired, and that's why the impact was much less in that region, and didn't do quite the damage that the one in Chelsea did. That one was deafening, according to people that heard it, knocking out windows of a 14-story building there within, just a few feet range, and injuring 26 people. That's pretty compelling. The interesting thing about a police spokesperson that was just on the news while I was in the break checking on details said that, the persons that usually take credit for these usually take credit at the end of whatever it is that they're planning. If this was a series of supposedly coordinated attacks where you were going to have bombs going off in different places today all across the New Jersey, New York area, they may not be done. And so there may be more that they are anticipating that they can cause to occur. And if so, be extra vigilant, friends. If you're out and about, make sure that if you see something, you say something. If something doesn't look right, if something is out of place, make sure that you don't remain silent on it, because we cannot afford to not be. There's too many people's lives at risk when we don't. So the multiple devices in Seaside Heights, New Jersey today, Seaside Park, New Jersey, were found in the same garbage pail that the other one was, even though they did not detonate. And the explosion along the route for the Semper Fi Marine Corps Charity K that was scheduled to start at 9:30, because they did not start on time, did not end up taking any lives in that circumstance. However, tonight's series of events, a little bit different, only from the standpoint that Manhattan is a much more crowded area. You had, people on the street, people in the first floor of the buildings that were outside this particular trash receptacle that was used for it, and the dumpster blew up and took out, a number of other pieces of materials with it, car windows, building windows, etc. But thankfully, no one in critical condition and no one dying. Some serious injuries, but none that seem to be threatening life at this point in time. So if this was a terrorist act, whether it was by, a radical jihadist or someone that was disgruntled with Americans, it seems to have not been a very good, successful day, because they're basically 0-2 on the boards in terms of registering any fatalities, assuming, of course, that's what they are indeed trying to accomplish, and who could argue otherwise. Kevin McCullough is my name, 888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Always glad to talk to you about whatever's on your mind. There is one other story. As we head into week two of the NFL, that I think is kind of interesting, and the people that are behind this have some fairly interesting reasoning behind it. And we've talked about even on the show that there are a number of people that have said that this year they're going to protest the United States through their opportunity to sit down or to show disrespect during the national anthem played at the NFL football games. Well, one team decided that 9/11 last week wasn't an optimal thing. That wasn't an optimal time to do it. In fact, one of the members of this team said on Friday, "We got guys who feel very strongly. Last week we talked about doing some stuff, but we wanted to make sure we didn't do anything that took away from the folks, the families, and the victims that suffered from 9/11. We don't want to mess with that day, so we left that week alone. But moving forward," said Malcolm Jenkins of the Philadelphia Eagles. He says, "I'm sure there will be guys that will probably join in." The Philadelphia Eagles are planning some sort of massive demonstration tomorrow at the beginning of their game during the national anthem of some sort. So this kind of bad attitude, chip on our shoulder, we're not getting the love we deserve, so we're gonna show it this way by embarrassing the nation. This is continuing. Although the Eagles did say, well, we didn't want to take away from 9/11. That was better than what, you know, the Seattle Seahawks and the Miami Dolphins and a bunch of the other ones that allowed demonstrations to occur last week. And then I had a hero for the week. I don't know if you heard about this. A high school coach basically said to his people, when we go out there, everyone will stand and show respect. And if you don't, you'll be riding the bench. I don't care who you are. I think that's kind of cool. I don't know why the NFL can't do that. The NBA requires their players to stand at attention during the singing of the national anthem and the raising of the flags in the arenas that they play in. Why can't the NFL, another private organization that has, you know, the same types of issues that the NBA does, why can't they require their guys to do the same thing? I'm not sure. But this thing seems to be catching a little bit more fire with some of the teams continuing to want to advance it week in and week out now into the early part of the NFL season. And we'll see what happens tomorrow. But everybody on the team wants to be part of it, said Malcolm Jenkins. They all want to get all testy and display it together, their anger with America. Kevin McCullough coming back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, live from New York, which is the same place where the breaking news is occurring. A pipe bomb has been detonated in Manhattan, and there are a number of people that have been hurt, 25 total, that are injured and seeking treatment right now. And it's problematic. And some people are going to say, well, you know, the crazy people are going to do such things. When you consider that in Seaside Park, New Jersey, less than, what, 2 hours from the heart of Manhattan in terms of driving, and very easy to get to, by the way, via public transportation. They had another pipe bomb that was set to go off, and partially did. One third of the casing actually did detonate and created mass havoc, but they not as bad as it would have been had the Marine Run 5K that they were running had been underway. In fact, there would have been likely fatalities if that had been the case. In New York, a little bit different in that it was in the urban center, is in the middle of the city, and there were 25 people that were injured, blew out a bunch of windows. So far, no fatalities reported, and we are grateful for that. It appears that it took place on 23rd Street between 6th and 7th Avenue. If you're familiar with the city, that's just up on our northwest side. In Midtown, and so it that's the place where it took place. It's actually not it's Midtown. It's not the Upper West Side, but it is on the west side of the city and on 23rd Street, a fairly busy place, and a danger. We're also getting one last breaking news note. There's been a stabbing at the mall in St. Cloud, Minnesota, and at least one person has been killed there. If you're a praying person, friend, pray for your country tonight. It sounds like we are in need of it big time because of these various bad behaviors that people are engaging in. Anyway, if you would like to go back and revisit any of the discussion, I want to thank Bethany Mandel for being on with us for three segments tonight. I love to see her write. I love to hear her talk. And it's great fun to have her on the show with us every so often. So follow her on Twitter. Get a hold of the article. It's at The Federalist. And you can search her name, Bethany Mandel, B-E-T-H-A-N-Y-M-A-N-D-E-L, on Twitter, and get connected with her as well. I know that she would appreciate that. And get everything, all the podcasts, all the videos. You can see it for yourself all at TheBingeThinker.com, TheBingeThinker.com. You can even follow my Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter feeds. Got those linked there as well. And don't forget, tonight, your chance to get three pillows for the price of just one from my buddy Mike Lindell at MyPillow. When you buy a premium pillow, you're going to get a second one just like it at no additional cost, and two of the travel go-anywhere pillows. I cannot tell you how much these pillows helped me when I was on my trip. They're made in America. They're cashback guaranteed for 60 days. They warranty them for 10 years, and you can't go wrong. 1-800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641. Kevin McCullough saying we'll see you next week. Have a chance with you.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.